Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a five-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it on air. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. It's that simple. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps, well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/ Tim Andrews, and donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them, I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
For the first time in the history of our country, a majority of our people believe that the next 5 years will be worse than the past 5 years.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Read my lips. No new taxes. I will keep America moving forward, always forward, for a better America, for an endless, enduring dream and a thousand points of light.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never.
If you're a single mother with two children, which is the toughest job in America as far as I'm concerned, and you're working hard to put food on your family.
If we fall for, you know, a bunch of okey-doke just because, it sounds funny or... The tweets are provocative.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 48 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Ira Malkin.
Hi.
Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
Sup?
Stephanie's back.
Hey!
Yay! We missed you.
We do miss you when you're not here.
I had family in town, you know.
That's understandable. We did have a good time talking to Jamie Bendel.
Yeah, it was a good show. I listened to it.
Did you go trick-or-treating with your family?
I didn't. We did every other Halloween-related activity you could think of, but trick-or-treat.
No trick-or-treating.
But we had day. It was like a three-day Halloween event. We did Halloween shit every day.
What do you have, like bobbing for apples, cinnamon donuts?
Well, you know, we went to the Stone Mountain Pumpkin Festival.
That's always a disappointment.
It was, but then my... it was kind of fun, though, because my diabetic nephew decided to volunteer for a pie-eating contest, which was horrifying.
That's interesting. What happened?
Did it end in everybody puking all over each other?
Well, that's what I was hoping for, because I've never been to a pie-eating contest. It's always been a dream of mine see a pie-eating contest. So my other nephew was going
to
enter it.
Was this one of those ones where you're not allowed to use your hands?
Oh, no. You can't use your hands. It was all face. Okay. It was all face. And it was a creepy... The guy who does it, he wears a vest. He's very creepy.
Uh-huh.
Like sweet, but you know,
for his job.
Real pies, like pecan and apple pie.
It was pumpkin.
You can't do pecan pie.
Yeah, you choked to death.
Yeah.
You choked to death. Okay. Well, my one nephew
wants to do a grape nuts eating contest without milk.
They'll just eat sticks.
Yeah.
Just jam them.
Y'all, whoever can gnaw down the stick fastest gets himself a brand new set of teeth. So did you do the contest?
Well, no, it was my nephew, my 11-year-old nephew. He was going to be in the contest. He was all set to do it. And then I have a 9-year-old nephew who is a diabetic, who's on the pump. He has an insulin pump. He's been diabetic since he was 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he has a lot of behavioral issues. He's very angry with the world. And
I hate my pump.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, he'll say fudge you all the time, or he'll say lick my balls. I mean, crap like that. So anyway.
So he won't say fuck, but I'll say lick my balls.
He'll say lick my balls, yeah.
That's funny.
Lick my balls, Mom.
Yeah. He's just real hardcore about it. So anyway, the little creepy troll guy, he starts asking for volunteers. And the one who was going to, he's holding his hand up. Well, then my other nephew and my sister forbade him to do this. I mean, you're a diabetic. You can't be in a pie eating contest. He runs up front, sticks his hand up, and of course he gets picked, right?
God.
So my sister's like, what am I going to do? I'll humiliate him if I make him come down in front of all these people. So she lets it go on, even though she's sure she's going to be the next gorilla.
Is this the one without the pump?
This is the one with the pump.
Okay, with the pump.
So she's let her diabetic son be in a pie eating contest. So he's up there.
Well, the pump will regulate all that.
No, you can't. You can't just like play with... You can't eat that many carbs. You just shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I mean, he has to enter so many carbs. But you have to watch yourself. You can't just sit and eat a pie. Well, she was already upset about that. And then the little molester says, who wants whipped cream, right? And so my sister, she's like, no, no, no. So the kid beside of my nephew.
You wash it down with a big cup of hot cocoa.
Well, the kid beside of my nephew, he says, you know, he lets the whipped cream go to like the whole canister is empty, right? It was very obnoxious. So then the guy, he comes over to my nephew and he says, do you want whipped cream? And my sister and my brother-in-law are just looking at him going, no, no, no. And he looks right into my brother-in-law's eyes and he says, double what you gave that kid.
Oh, my God.
Double what you gave him.
Was this kid trying to commit suicide?
Yeah. Is that what this is all about? He just hates your family and he wants to die.
He's rotten.
He's having so much fun at your house. He decided to go out with a bang.
Rotten. He was just like, fuck it. He knew that they couldn't do anything to him. They knew he knew that he could do this. So he unloads it on there. And damn it if he didn't win this pie-eating contest.
Wow.
So they had to eat one pie? Is that the deal?
One pie, yes. He ate the shit out of this pie. And the dude said, he was like, it's not even close. You ate, like, all the pie. So my sister, she's looked it up. I think she gave him 100 carbs in his pump is what she ended up checking in there to make sure But his T-shirt is what I'm sure CPS, Child Protective
Service,
will use.
So it was worth a diabetic shock, right?
Since she did that.
Have you ever been around somebody that's going through that?
My sister, she's dealt with a lot with him, especially with him being a kid, and it impedes him. Mm-hmm. Flash forward to Sunday, we were at the park, and we were going to walk around, and he checked his sugar before we left, and he said it was 130, and he lied.
It wasn't.
It was 530.
Oh, 500? It's supposed to be no more than 100.
Yes. And so, the reason why I found out is because I'm walking with him and my nephews. We're about a mile in. And my other nephew says, Aunt Stephanie doesn't look right. He's flushed. I think something's wrong. He needs to check his sugar. So he checks his sugar. He says it's 190. My other nephew says, you're a liar. And he goes, no, I'm not. He goes, you just told me to lick your balls. Anytime you say that, something's wrong with your sugar. So he checks it again. He says, let me see it. And it was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I call my sister. She was parked back at the place. She didn't walk with us or whatever. So she drives and gets us, and she checks his pump, or she checks his his meter, mm-hmm. and we found out that he had lied because it registers all of your
right.
checks.
Right.
So when he checked it and said it was 1:30, it wasn't. It was 5:30.
Jesus.
So by the time that we found out, I mean, that when he did it on the trail, it was 5:59. Yeah. So we just had to keep giving him water, get him cooled down in the car, uh-huh. take his shoes off, and he just kept saying, "I'm sorry, guys. I'm
How
sorry,
do you lower
guys.
That? Do you have to give him insulin?"
Well, the sight on his pump had needed to be moved too, so the insulin wasn't getting in there.
Okay.
So that was part of the problem,
Jesus.
Which does happen from time to time. So
yeah.
But anyway, later on, my sister's in the kitchen and she's telling me, "Well, this is why he's going to chronic illness therapy." And then I just hear him way off in the distance, "I'm right here. I hear you."
So it helps people adjust to having to do things on a routine like that. And,
yeah.
And well, stick to it and understand that that's what you got to do.
And then somebody like him, because he's just very obstinate and very angry and very mad, because he's been in the hospital so many times since he was a little kid. I mean,
I have a cousin who developed childhood diabetes. And then my dad has adult onset diabetes, a very mild form, but he has to watch his insulin. He takes pills.
Like glucophage or something
like that.
Yeah,
something like that, mm-hmm. yeah. And then I've known other people who were diabetic. I've seen him go through that thing where I had to go get him food.
Mm-hmm.
And just people who were careless with that. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But back in the day, my grandma just called it sugar.
Yeah, you get the sugar.
He's got sugar.
But it was fun. You know, we carved a lot of pumpkins and watched a lot of scary movies. They saw Insidious for the first time, and they were terrified. So I love that.
That's
good. So, but yeah, it was a good time.
Uh-huh. Scared that sugar out of him.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, got them all straightened out.
Wow. What else is going on?
You want to tell people that we're recording on election night?
It is election night, and what time is it?
The next 4 years are going to be huge.
Right now.
Yeah, when he starts his TV network, he ain't going to win. We don't know. What time
I don't know.
Is it?
It's early, man.
Can somebody tell me the time?
He's pulling ahead.
8 o'clock.
It is 8 o'clock on the nose?
That's it. 7:57.
So a bunch more states are going to close soon.
Yeah.
I say Gary Johnson's going to win the whole thing.
Oh,
Gary Johnson is not going to win. So we'll be giving updates. And of course, they won't be live when you listen to this, but they're live.
Jill Stein has 200 electoral votes.
Yeah, right. What alternate universe. We fell through a vortex.
It's that universe where Al Gore actually won the presidency.
I'd like to say to my second vice president, Jill Stein is a beautiful lady. I lost the ability to do his voice. I kind of remember in my head.
Mr. Rogers, a little John Wayne.
I kind of remember in my head what he sounds like. That's Mr. Rogers, John Wayne.
Yep.
Well, hey there. Well, hey there.
I changed my sweater.
Yeah. Bill Clinton and I, we're going to put your Social Security into a lockbox. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that was him in the debate against Bush the first time. We're going to put your Social Security
in a
lockbox. Yeah, that might have been 96. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, it's election night. That's why I opened it with the song Complain, sung by Tim Robbins and the, I guess it's a cult classic from
the 90s,
Bob Roberts, which was actually shot and set in Pennsylvania. Where he's,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's running as one of those new Republicans.
He wrote and directed that movie, did he not?
He did. Alan Rickman is in it. He plays a handler.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black is in it. It's Yeah, but he has uncredited role. He's just like a sycophant outside of the hospital after Bob fakes his assassination. He's like staring at him.
That was like his second role, like after Neverending Story 3 or something.
I don't know. He was just uncredited. He has short hair and he looks weird. Very, very weird. But, so he wrote all those songs and performed them. Anyway, he's a Republican, new Republican, like a Santorum type guy. Corrupt, written in the movie to be corrupt. And then he's running against a guy who, an old liberal named Brickley Paste, and it's played by Gore Vidal.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Gore Vidal. And those pansy liberals. So happy election day, and we're going to talk later on about some of our favorite movies and TV shows. We haven't put it out on Twitter. That we're going to talk about some of our favorite political and election-themed type of films. And we're also going to talk about TV and what else?
It's like back to a regular show.
Yeah.
People like this.
Oh, hey.
Come back, just the four of us, you know.
Yeah.
We got the
t-shirts.
We got the t-shirts available. They are available online at tblaster.com. That's TEEblaster.com/RadioLabyrinth Shining Tea. Now, what? That's long.
T-E-E.
Yeah, T-E-E. So I know that's long. We'll link it again, but... I mean, you can find it on Facebook or on our Twitter page.
And if anybody would like their teas personally blasted by me, I'd be happy to blast any teas.
That I saw you post that. That was the funniest
thing. Come on, come over to Jeff's place, dig through his hamper. Odds are you'll find one. Now, these are those cool shirts. They're the, you know, they were done by Ben Bowling, a graphic designer and artist. He drew the design for us, and it's a tribute to The Shining, where each of us are... depicted as characters from the film on the t-shirt. So
yeah. Jeff's blowing me.
My favorite is Jeff.
It's between blowjob moments.
All right, you look so happy about it, though.
Of course I'm happy.
I like it because I've known Jeff for such a long time that he looks so young, and that it's like the young Jeff I knew, but with facial hair, blowing a guy.
And it looks just so like natural for him to be in that costume. Like, you would expect him to be in that, like, all the time, just walking around.
Jeff is a furry, you know.
I could see that.
Somebody get Jeff a bear costume, please.
he's a woodland creature.
He has an otter costume in his closet.
Oh, I got to see that. I bet you look scrumptious in that.
You don't want to see it.
What happens when you see it, Tim?
Oh, on the back of it's so white, you'd think it was a skunk.
Stop.
What am I going down into a
convention?
But you as the twin girls is hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I hate any picture of me, even if it's a cartoon. But it's as good as it's going to get for
me.
I
love the first drawing, and Steph's like, I look too Asian. I look too Asian.
And you did.
Oh. You did, yeah. Kind of, you look like that lady from Mad TV, Mrs. Swan.
Yes, yes. Which I know I have like little squinty, like almondy eyes, but you know, they were real squinty.
Wait,
but
you're not Asian? This whole time I thought you were Asian.
That's what I was going to say. You should have left it and then people don't know you.
Eastern Europe.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm like German, mostly German and Irish.
German and Irish. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yep.
You know, brawn. Big and brawny.
You got a brawn?
Milk. Milk things.
Let me milk me teat for my child. Speaking of milk and teats, did you guys watch Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell this week?
I didn't see this last night yet. It's in the queue. I watched the one the week before.
Written by Craig Rowan this last episode.
Pretty fucking gross, but funny as shit.
I saw the picture of Zabrowski with the breast pump on, and I can... just the picture.
And it was blood, not milk. Yeah, that was the horrible part.
Dana Schneider was super funny on this episode.
He was on the one the week before, too.
He's a regular now.
I think because Craig Rowan couldn't do the first six episodes, they got Dana Schneider to do all six.
He's great. I hope he stays on there.
I love last week's when they went to the convention. And I guess real Satan.
Right. Yeah. Well, now he's the real Satan.
Yeah.
Now you
pitched
out.
Dude in the fire.
What
but,
was
yeah.
his name? Bradley? Or...
Roger.
No, it wasn't Roger.
Dave, I don't know. Something benign. Something really benign.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you haven't heard it yet, two shows ago.
That's right. Two shows ago, we spoke to Dave Willis and Henry Zabrowski.
And in a future show, we're going to talk to Casper.
Yeah, you're lining that up, right?
Yeah, we got to pick a date and get back to him.
He's just going to come in on his own, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm quite sure he has a wealth of things just by himself. We can be like,
we could talk a whole episode about Too Many Cooks if we wanted to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'd have to watch that again.
It's so good.
I know it is.
I love the end when it just all starts unraveling. Uh-huh.
I also want to get, if he'll come on, I want to get Danish Snyder to come on.
We tried to get him at Dragon Con, but he was busy.
No, I mean, just when he's in town sometimes. Yeah. So maybe talk to Dave and see if we can get him over. I mean, he'd be great for an hour. We had him do, I think, two or three segments on the Regular Guy show when he was doing Master Shake. So that was pretty fun. And he ate a pickle sickle. And then that was one of my favorite drops. Hey, you ate a pickle sickle.
I don't remember that one.
Give me another one of those pickle sickles. I don't know. We got free popsicles from some. For a while there, I had to be the snack czar.
Yeah.
Instead of what I was a long time ago.
I remember the snack czar. That was good. That was also.
Porn czar.
Yeah, the stupid porn czar thing I had to do. I did.
You loved it.
I did, maybe for like a minute, but...
I feel like you reveled in it at first.
Yeah, and then I just had to keep doing it because, you know, I was updating it every day, and then I had links, and that was back when you could hyperlink to other sites and make money, so I was getting like $25, $35 checks.
Really?
I bet. You had a huge following, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then I just deleted it. I got tired of it. But that was one of my things when we came back. I said, I don't want to be that anymore. Larry said, okay, well, you could be the snack czar.
Which was fun, but I think they didn't like my snacks, so they made me stop.
I liked your snacks.
I tried to bring in weird shit. So.
Well, you could bring your snacks here. You could restart it up.
Stephanie brought snacks.
Yeah, Steph. Missed the show, so the new rule is you have to bring donuts.
And donuts did I bring from the Sweet Hut.
So they looked amazing.
But you didn't bring them in?
They're right there.
Yeah, they're right there, man. They look fucking great.
Fucking A.
Mm-hmm.
So who watched The Walking Dead this week?
Nope. I did.
I'm out.
No?
The entire universe, well, except for Ira.
Okay, but you're not even anywhere near, right?
No, and I'm not planning on.
Okay. Yeah. So, good episode, right?
It was. So was last week's. I liked them both.
I did, too. I like
last week's I got some issues with.
Well, okay. Well, we weren't here to talk about it, so. What, you didn't like the king?
No, I liked Ezekiel, and I liked Shiva.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't understand Carol, like, I have to leave.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay,
let's talk about that. Carol being such a bitch, where is she going to go and be alone?
Well, why does she have to leave? Just because
she's
Ezekiel
guilty?
Saw through her bullshit that she was faking it with her whole personality?
I don't know. I think she's just still
I think
got
she wanted to
head.
Leave anyway.
Right, but where's she going to go? And then she decides to just leave and move into a house, like, on the outskirts.
Well, that's what he said. Why don't you leave but not leave?
Right.
Like, just stay right on the outskirts and give that a chance. So I feel like she's trying to give it
Ezekiel
a chance.
Ezekiel knows that Negan and his men are out there.
Yeah.
And they own everything.
Right.
And he's just going to let her move out there on her own for no reason.
Well, I figured that's better than sending her off into the damn woods or something.
Right, I guess. But she'd be better off on her own. Like,
maybe he wants her to learn.
Right. Yeah, she's hard-headed. But she was funny in that episode. She made me laugh
funny,
several times, actually.
I don't like her character in that way. I mean, she has to, at some point, have rationality and think, right. I got to stay with a group.
I agree. But
Morgan's fantastic.
He is. It was just the whole thing. He was like, But I liked his explanation of why he has the tiger and when he really started talking, like, what his normal voice was like
in his
regular vernacular.
Yeah.
So I like the whole zookeeper thing. I thought that was pretty whatever.
I mean,
you have to
buy into the reality that if something like that were to happen, we'd all result to tribalism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not strong enough to take care of yourself, you're going to find a group of people that'll take care of you. Now, does that mean that, like Dwight, you're going to offer up your wife and let your face get burned?
Wow, that was pretty rough.
I think he offered up his wife's sister originally, but she died.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was his punishment, though, for... You know, running off with the meds.
Right.
Yeah, that was the whole thing with whenever they robbed Daryl.
Yeah.
The insulin and the whole thing.
Spoiler alert! By the way, we were talking. but Negan is such an asshole. I mean, it can't be much longer before they start taking shit out on him.
I would think so. I wanted to ask you guys, which I put this in the outline, I don't know if you saw it, but what would be your psychological torture song? That fucking song that they.
All right,
playing.
What was that song called?
How did it go?
I looked it up
almost seared into my brain by the end of it. But
look it up.
Somebody, it's going to be a great day. I can't remember how it went, but it was.
If you guys say it's Muddy Waters, I'm out of here.
No, it wasn't anything good.
At least they changed it to Roy Orbison.
But and you saw what it did,
though. Yeah, made him cry.
It did make him cry.
But Dwight...
It's called Easy Street.
Yeah. We're living on Easy Street. So bad.
By who?
Collapsible something.
Collapsible Hearts Club.
Maybe.
That's what's coming up.
Just to let you know, Ira, so they have...
Oh, there's a big picture of Negan on the YouTube
video.
I'm going to play it right now. See what it sounds like.
Yeah. We're on Easy Street.
Oh, yeah. Now, they use this in psychological torture. He was in a cell with the light off.
Yeah.
And they played this constant food
24
sandwiches.
Hours a day.
Yeah.
Didn't they use those tactics in Iraq?
I would say so, probably.
That's why the Viet Cong used sleep deprivation as a form of torture. Remember that? From Saturday Night Live?
Aren't you dead?
What about it? Speaking of that, congratulations,
Cubs. Get back
for
the Cubs win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you even know what we're talking about?
Yeah, Cubs, yeah.
No, the Harry Carey stuff from SNL, the Will Ferrell.
The
premise that he was hosting a show about space.
Oh no, that I don't.
Space, the infinite frontier.
Let's go to the moon.
And there were two of them: one with Jeff Goldblum and one with Joan Allen.
Joan
Allen.
That was the one after he died, right?
Right. And Joan Allen played a lady named Linda Hamm.
Oh yeah.
and so Will
you
Ferrell.
You don't kind of say
wait, Will Ferrell, as Harry Carey keeps going, Linda Hamm, Linda Hamm. does your name ever make you hungry? And she says, no, why? And he goes, I once had a sandwich named... No.
Yeah, what type of sandwich was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Turkey or something? I don't know.
And then finally he asks her, hey, Linda, when are we going to finally get over to Mars? And so she thinks it's a real question. She goes, well, that's a very good question, Harry. And he goes, we could make an evening of it. We could take my sandwich, Linda, and then make sloppy Martian love in the back of my dune buggy. And then the one in Jeff Goldblum is pretty good, too. I don't remember lines from that right this minute, but... Anyway, that's where that sleep deprivation and the labyrinth, and that's where we go.
You think your imitation could possibly be funnier than the real thing?
No. Huh. My imitation of what?
That scene.
Harry Carey.
Yeah. Of Harry Carey?
I don't know. I don't sound like Harry Carey. I sound like Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
Right.
There's another. Real quick, if you like a Harry Carey story, look up the Norm Macdonald on Howard Stern sometime in 2009 when Artie was still there.
Okay.
Because there's two great stories, one about Bob Uecker and one about a prank they pulled on Harry Carey in a bar.
Okay.
So it's pretty funny. Anyway, back to The Walking Dead.
I love Bob Uecker, by the way.
I do too.
So that was I wanted to ask you guys, what would be your torture song? What would be the song that they could play that would break you, like over and over?
When do you guys start?
Oh, Rihanna song, The Diamonds.
How's that go?
Shine Bright.
Oh, yes. That one?
Yes, that.
Oh my
that
God.
Would be it.
That would be you.
Yes.
Mine's so easy. It's the kids from Annie singing The Hard Knock Life. I would blow my... I'd give up within the first Jay-Z 6 hours. The Jay-Z... No, not...
The Jay-Z version samples them.
The original. The original where it's just them singing it.
So this is Iris' song. Let's fast forward through all the Illuminati symbolism. Come on. Okay. This one?
Yes.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Is that Rihanna? Is it Sia singing it? I think it's Sia.
Rihanna. You know,
it's a good song, Ira. I like that song.
All modern.
The first time you hear it is.
What's your song, Stephanie?
Hard Knock Life from Annie. The actual where the kids are singing it. Instead of beats, we get kicked.
See, but she repeats Shine Bright Like a Diamond like 90 zillion
times. It's one of those millennial songs where the lyrics are like about self-empowerment, but they don't mean anything.
No, exactly.
It means
has
absolutely
no
nothing. You just repeat a mantra over and over and over again. And that's me, girl. I shine bright like a diamond. Exactly. And you can't say anything bad about me because, y'all, I am blessed.
Totally.
I am blessed.
But she didn't write that. Sia wrote it. And Sia, when she sings it.
I don't know
it,
who the fuck Sia is.
Sia.
That chick with the wig, with the
you
blonde hair. And the wig.
She never showed her face.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, God.
Is she the one with the white hair?
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life for us.
I kill myself.
You know who's in this? Punky Brewster.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's the hard knock life. Well, this is from the movie.
Yeah, that's the one I mean.
Not the newer one.
Yes.
Which it doesn't matter.
That's my torture song.
Who's the president they go see? Is it Obama? Because you know in the original Annie, they go to see Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
I guess I'll have to watch it.
All I remember is Hard Knock Life.
Speaking of Obama, he was on Bill Maher finally after he got 100,000 signatures on his petition, and Obama finally agreed to be on his show last
Friday.
Say
something snarky.
And it was so neutered. I've never seen Maher so neutered ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to the Oval Office to have it with him, you know. So, and he just sat there and let Obama ramble and ramble and ramble, which I'm not an Obama hater at all. My whole thing is, if you're finally going to have the interview, Bill, this is all you got.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's going to throw you in jail? Just fucking ask him some real questions.
Well, Barack gets boring when he just starts going.
Yeah, and he wasn't even, he was.
Exactly. Say, brother, say, you know about Sid Allure. And you gotta go out there and vote.
His Chicago street.
That's it.
Chicago
turning it on.
Yeah. But they all do that. I mean, Donald Trump does it.
Three more states for Trump.
Poorly. Nah, get out of here.
Yep.
What are you looking
at? Six states. CNN.
Read the states he's won.
Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Oklahoma.
Look, none of those are consequential.
Look, my brother, he lives in West Virginia. He told me that Hillary could eat a live baby on television and West Virginia would vote for Trump over her. That's how much they hate her.
You mean...
No, wait. Trump could eat a live
baby.
Yes, that's what I meant. Trump could eat a live baby. I'm sorry.
According to Alex Jones, Hillary does eat live babies. There's a lot of bullshit going around on the Twitter all week or leading up to the election about how Hillary and Lady Gaga and some artist and John Podesta were having orgies with kids and then having food made out of people.
How do you have an orgy with a kid?
I don't know, because they're saying that they go to this island with Bill Clinton and then they have children there. And this
just
guy,
rape them.
Something Epstein. I forget his name.
Well, don't bring my people in here.
I'm not talking, I don't care. I'm saying
from
his
Welcome
last
Back
name.
Cotter Epstein?
No, not that guy. No, not that guy. Was that Juan Epstein?
It was. Yeah. Jewish Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, he was always getting a note from his mom. We're talking about Welcome Back, Cotter. Now I've lost really my train of thought.
We were talking about Walking Dead.
Jeffrey Epstein
somehow
and his sex island.
Yeah, that guy with his sex island. Is that his name, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
And so they're looking at all these pictures. Anyway, it's ridiculous, the rabbit holes, that if you go down these conspiracy rabbit holes on the internet, just please don't ever do it unless you have the sack to realize it's all bullshit, because I get caught in these vortices.
Vortices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And and I start going, well, what if that's true? And then you have to center yourself and go, of course it's not true.
Backtracking, though, Sex Island. Good name for cologne.
Yeah, Sex Island. Try it. Sex Island.
Sexual Island.
He's hairy. He's muscular. You'll never see him again. Sex Island.
Left my heart on Sex Island.
So what if three of his front teeth are missing and the other bottom ones are brown? Sex Island. He's uncircumcised, but you won't be able to tell in the dark. Sex Island.
That's good stuff.
It's by Aramis.
Yes, he will do that. Sex Island. Oh, election night.
Can I tell you that when I was in line today at my local polling station, which is a school in Gwinnett County, they close the schools and have it there. Mm-hmm. And when I was in line.
Did you get polled?
I did. Hard. So when I'm in line, we have a fair mix of blacks and whites in my community or whatever. And a lot of them, you know, the people knew each other, so they'd run, oh, hey, man, blah, blah, blah. And they're all hugging and hanging out and blah, blah, blah. And I just kept thinking to myself, none of you guys are voting for the same people. But I really appreciate the fact that they're, the camaraderie, like, you know, you're voting for, there's no way that this old crusty white man was voting for Hillary. There was just no way. And there's no way that this young black football coach is voting for Donald Trump.
I love when people say to me all day, did you vote? And I'm like, yeah. And then they just leave it at that. They want to ask so bad, you know.
But I'm not telling anybody this time who I voted for. I've decided that it's private.
Well, yeah.
It's supposed to be. I got my sticker.
I voted for Pat Paulson.
Well, that's good for you. He's dead.
I don't care. I voted for Gary Johnson because I don't give a shit. I think the whole thing's a sham.
Hey, man, be proud of who you voted for.
I'm just proud that I have the right to vote. I'm not proud of what I got to vote
go
for.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
You voted against Trump, man. I don't want to talk about it anymore until we know more updates.
It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
Kang or Kodos.
Neil Bortz earlier said the founding fathers never imagined we'd have these ridiculous political parties.
Well, they wanted us to have the Whigs and the...
No, they didn't have any parties. They said no political parties, just run against each other with your ideas.
Right. Well, that would be nice.
But you can't get anything done like that.
I mean, there's no going back to what anything was.
We're all going to end up living like The Walking Dead, which brings me back to my point.
Let's start over.
That end up dead.
The reason that people are collectivizing like that is because when shit happens like that, or if it does happen, you go tribal. So you look for people who can take care of you. The people in Alexandria had Rick... And the people with Negan have Negan. And, you know, everybody does it in
Woodbury
a different way.
Woodbury had the governor.
Right. So.
You guys have me.
There's King Ezekiel. What is his name? Ezekiel?
King Ezekiel.
Yeah, we have Ira.
Yeah, how many guns do you have, Ira?
Don't worry, I'm stockpiling.
So go out and find some pigs and feed. I love the way that they troll them. They feed the pigs the dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Then they send them off to them to eat.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. Speaking of trolling, the South Park last week when they set the troll on fire. When they burned him alive, when they threw the gas on him. That was fantastic.
I didn't see that one. I got to catch up.
It was very good.
You mean that wasn't on last week?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the one from last week?
2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
I wasn't on last week.
Oh, well, shit. I'm sorry.
What the fuck do I know?
Can we talk about Westworld soon?
Yes, let's talk about it now. Anyway, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Walking Dead, what is the next episode going to be? Is it them coming to Alexandria and Rick trying to explain, I'm not in charge anymore?
Yeah, it's a 90-minuter.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. All right, should be good.
There'll be a lot of chaba-chaba, charfa-charfa.
Charfa-charfa?
Charfa-charfa-charfa-charfa.
Carl.
I don't mind the chaba. The charfa. I'm not okay with
it. I fast forward through the charfa.
I love Negan, but I hate him. He's one of those characters that I hate, but... Love I just fucking love
he
him.
He plays the hell out of it, though.
Yeah, I know.
He does.
I think I might be able to work out a good impersonation of Negan. What do I got to do to improve it? Well,
yeah, you can throw that less John Wayne. Leather jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need the bat.
See Lucille here. She's thirsty. I can work on it.
Yeah.
You need to sound like the type of guy that people would kneel for.
I'm kneeling right now.
When he was talking to Alicia.
I thought you were just on that couch.
When he was in love with Alicia.
I'm kneeling in front of Ira.
Okay.
In a bear costume.
All right.
It was a little different on that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that show called?
I don't know.
The Good Wife.
Oh, no. I didn't realize that that's what you were doing.
No, he was working for Alicia. He was an investigative attorney who'd lost his license.
Nobody watched that.
A lot of people watched
Except
it.
You.
I was aware that he was on the show.
A lot of people watched it.
I was not.
I didn't watch it.
You watched stuff that other people watch that are ladies.
He's a Gilmore gal.
I watched ER.
You watched ER.
That is for the ladies. Definitely for the ladies.
But that was a good show for Good Wife. Wasn't exactly for ladies.
Till Clooney left, and then I was done.
No, I watched the entire run.
You know it's a terrible show? That doctor show.
Grey's Anatomy.
With a guy from Rome on it now.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
I've never watched one episode of it.
I watched an episode of it the other day, and it's ridiculous.
Never seen it.
I don't like medical dramas.
It might have been different, like, when McDreamy was on it.
I guess. I just think it was a bunch of them porking like in hospital beds and in closets.
You shit on my house, man. Remember that?
Can't buy me love.
The slow clap.
Oh, yeah.
The best slow clap ever.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man. You know what else is a bad show, but I watch it and I like it? How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, really?
I don't know anything that's going on. I just think it's fascinating.
Nope. No.
Have you ever watched one episode?
Nope.
Try one episode.
Nope. No.
Nah, it's funny.
I watched like one episode, the first episode, and it's only because I love What's-Her-Face, Viola Davis, so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good show.
Does anybody watch
that? It's too drama for me.
That Quantico show?
No.
That chick on...
Well, I see her.
Looks pretty hot, but I have not watched it.
Nobody looks like that in the FBI.
I know.
That's why I wouldn't watch it.
That'll be on in the background sometime with the sound off, and which is fine with me.
Yeah.
But
that's how I watched Honey.
Who is this chick?
It's titillating.
Yes.
Remember that movie Honey with Jessica?
Nope.
Yeah. I do. She was a dancer.
Yeah, that was really good with the sound off.
Wasn't she a dancer in Sin Dust City. Till Dawn?
You're thinking of Salma Hayek.
She was like 10.
Sin City, she's a dancer.
Salma Hayek was a stripper.
Sin City, that's what I'm thinking of. You're right.
So Westworld. Let's talk about Westworld.
Yes. I'm loving it.
We're blowing our whole nut before...
We got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Before what?
Before the break?
Yeah.
We're only about
30 in.
Yeah, man, we got it. We got this covered.
Shit's going, slow, I guess.
I've invented a family of robots who look exactly like me.
I like his little creepy family.
Wait, do they look like him, you think?
No, they're people from his family.
Replica.
No,
it's a replica guy, of his family.
Arthur
when that kid's face
Arnold.
Comes
oh, Arthur?
Yeah, Arnold.
Oh, Arnold built him, okay.
Right.
As a gift. He built them as a gift for him.
Oh, okay.
Because
that was
like the only happy memory from his childhood.
Hmm.
And that little boy is him when he was a kid.
Right.
I
figured
knew
that
boy was him the first time I saw him.
Yeah.
Because they were wearing the same clothes.
Exactly. And then I guess, like, you know, at the first part, whenever the dad, he was all drunk when dude showed up there.
Yeah.
And he was screaming at the kid because he was about to be in trouble. And then, you know, Hopkins just shut him off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's... Yeah, I think that was his point is like as time went on, he gave them more and more of the real attributes of his family.
Right.
To make them more realistic. And his dad was an abusive drunk.
Right.
I liked it when he opened up the face of the old school.
Turn the other cheek, he said. And
yeah.
Face opened up.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, turn the other cheek.
But it was weird that the kid killed the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who told him to do that?
And where'd he get a gun?
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought maybe that was something he did in his childhood.
It was, but the kid's not supposed to be able to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, none of them are.
Why would the kid have his memories?
Right.
I'm
telling you, man.
Like, right.
I like where everything is going with the show.
Do you think?
Because the last time we were all together talking about this, I think it was like five episodes ago, wasn't it?
Okay.
Roughly.
So there's two major, well, that I know of. There are two major plot theories for Westworld.
I haven't read any of the...
One is that there's multiple timelines that you're seeing.
Right.
Did you watch the timeline YouTube thing I sent you guys?
I didn't, but I wanted to.
I didn't watch it because I wanted to hear you describe it without watching that.
Really? I can't describe it. It's so elaborate. That's why I sent it to you to watch it.
You can give a TLDR.
Okay.
I'm very interested, but I totally forgot.
Before you go,
okay.
There's another theory that I've forgotten, so go ahead. Jeff, do you know it?
Yeah,
what a
build-up. What are you talking about?
Did you watch the clip I sent you, Jeff?
The other theory is about the man in black being Jimmy Simpson. What's his name?
But they went more in depth with like the logo.
Right. I mentioned all that stuff about the logo. Also, I said that because they have the old W logo.
Right.
When Jimmy Simpson, I forget what his character's name is, when he's there in the beginning, he has a white hat. And then when they're in the future and you see Anthony Hopkins and what's his name?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Yeah, Ed Harris and everybody. It's the new logo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the can, when she drops the can out of the bag.
Yeah.
Because you see that scene a couple of times. Yeah. The writing on the can is different in one scene versus the other.
So what timeline is Bernard?
He's in the timeline now with Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
Because he says he's been there 30 years.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Well, the other theory is that they are robots.
Who is? Bernard?
Bernard.
I definitely think that the workers, the ones that are sitting there tweaking Maeve right now, I definitely think they're synths and they don't know that they're synths.
Really?
Whenever she grabbed him, put that knife to his throat, and she's like, we're more alike than you know.
Oh.
So I think they don't realize they're synths. Because think about it.
How
they
would
don't
she
leave.
Know, though?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. If you think about it, they don't leave. They're there all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right.
And why wouldn't they just make sense to work on the sense? If they can. They said that they're smarter than them anyway.
Right.
That's true.
So then they could just have all this free labor.
Well, could
be something.
But so who's real? Only that chick that looks like the psychiatrist from The Sopranos?
Her voice is so weird. Isn't her voice weird? It sounds...
She doesn't look like Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah, she does.
I could see where he's going with that,
she's Bracco-esque.
With the hair and the body,
that kind of the same age, and I could see it.
Lorraine Bracco got nude in The Graduate on Broadway.
Really?
Recently?
No, when I was there in 2003.
Oh, okay. It was still okay then. Yeah. Now you wouldn't want to see that.
Might have been 2000. No, it was 2003.
Was she trying to seduce you?
No, she was trying to seduce Ben.
Yeah, okay.
Ben, who played the...
I don't remember who played Ben. Well. You know, there wasn't anybody remarkable on that except for her. And that's the... I went to Broadway, saw that. I also saw Chicago the day before. But I saw that, and I went out to smoke during intermission, and Drea De Mateo was out there.
Oh, yeah?
Shit. With her mother and father and her grandmother. And it was just them and me and one other person. And Drea De Mateo...
Was it Christopher?
No. Drea De Mateo was on her phone smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I said to her mom, do you think when she's done, she'll sign my playbill? And she went, of course she will. She looked over at Drea and she went, get off the phone. This boy wants your autograph. Hurry up.
No shit.
Yeah, the mom said, come on, he wants your autograph.
And what did she do?
And she said, okay, hang on a minute. Her eyes got all squinted. And she went, hi, how are you? and then I'm like, I love you on The Sopranos. You're great. And
what else?
Person when I was with said, oh, yeah, he does an impression of you. And she goes, oh, I want to hear it. And I'm like, oh, God.
And you do? Went,
Christopher, you killed my dog. Cosette. And
you
she started
it?
Laughing. Yeah,
no way.
She was laughing. Her dad was laughing.
You never told this story before, did you?
Not on here. I think I may have told it before on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I've told it on here, though, but it was great. I still have it. I mean, she wrote it in a ballpoint pen, so it's faded. But on the inside, it's signed by Lorraine Bracco.
That's the one where the story's better than the autograph anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it was just cool. They're the only people back there during intermission smoking. Her family and us. But back to Westworld. It always puts me in the mind of Waterworld. Could you imagine that movie?
They can make that.
The movie's not as bad as I remember it.
Waterworld would be a bad reboot.
I saw it recently. I mean, it's terrible, but it's terrible in the way that it's fun.
Oh, it's terrible
fun.
In such a good way. Yeah. Just like The Postman is, but we can talk about that some other time. Because I love The Postman.
The Postman.
I never saw that.
Is that Jack Nicholson?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of that
it's
other.
The Postman, right?
Yeah, it's
Kevin Costner.
Movie. Tom Petty's in it.
Post-apocalyptic. He tries to get the post office back going again.
Yeah, he lies and says he's a mailman. And he convinces these
people.
Is it
kind of steampunky? Like, is it?
No.
Okay, well then.
That's Wild Wild West.
He gets in a fight with Will Paxton. You know the guy that talks like this in all the movies? And he's the voice of stuff on FX. Tonight on Justified.
I don't know what movies he's in, but I know the voice
probably.
For sure.
Tonight on an old Justified.
Rooker.
No, it's not Rooker. It's more refined. His voice is great. I mean, if you heard it, you'd recognize it and place it with him. You know, remember that movie No Way Out with Kevin Costner?
I love that movie.
He is the gay,
Sean Young.
Snarky, innocent guy. Or not innocent guy. The snarky government guy that talks like this.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Brass.
Yeah, okay.
Gene Hackman's right-hand man.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
Love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
We'll talk about that. That's a great political movie. So anyway, back to Westworld.
So Dolores is talking to Arnold now, right? Or she's talking to somebody in this last episode.
Yeah.
Right? And we don't know who it is yet, right?
Right.
But we're assuming
that was two episodes ago, wasn't it?
Was it?
Where Anthony Hopkins opened her up and got her to admit the last time she talked to him and stuff.
Right.
So is he alive, or did he put his consciousness in one of those things?
That's what we're figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
And is Arnold from the original movie?
No.
See, I don't remember the original. I saw it. I remember I liked it, but I haven't seen it like in fucking 30 years.
Was it Yul Brynner's the robot that loses it and starts chasing down people?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
But I really don't remember the movie.
I looked it up on Wikipedia. There's two movies and another series.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't know Michael Crichton wrote and directed the first movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
Now, I want to watch all that stuff because I want to know the canon. I do. I want to see it all.
Yeah, now I want to see
it. A, when are you going to have the time? B, where do you find it all? It's not expensive.
I know I've seen images of Yul Brynner over the years in that outfit.
Right.
And I just never knew what movie it was from.
Yeah.
I always thought it was just a gay porn.
Me too.
One of my staff picks tonight, this is foreshadowing for later, is the creators of Westworld on Fresh Air. But they were saying that the player piano is kind of a central theme all the time because they're like, well, that was like the first kind of robot in the Old West.
Oh, yeah, like that's kind of cool. Wasn't that weren't they playing Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead this last week?
Were they?
I'm pretty sure that's
because I know
that
they did
was.
Fade to Black.
Paint it Black.
Not Fade to Black.
Paint It Black.
Paint It Black.
Fade to Black.
Black Hole Sun.
They did Black Hole Sun. It's all these black songs.
I don't know. I would love to know if it was...
They're African-American songs.
I think it was Fake Plastic Trees. I could be wrong.
I know. I'm so insensitive.
The songs are now available to stream on YouTube if you just go in and type in Westworld soundtrack.
Yeah, there's a Spotify playlist of them.
Really?
Too, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that version of Painted Black is fucking awesome.
We'll have to link them in the notes section.
All right.
So how many more episodes you think there are? Maybe four?
I don't know.
I haven't even thought
about it yet. I'm like, I feel like we're like just getting into things.
I know my husband said the other night the show rivals Game of Thrones in its usage of showing you nudity, the mm-hmm. levels of nudity where it's not hot
nudity.
At all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just
gratuitous.
Yeah,
in there.
And you're like,
there's some tits.
Yeah.
And there's a penis.
It's mostly Tandy Newton. You know?
I like that they have normal dicks there, too. Like some of the guys you see just have tiny little things. I'm like, hey, man, represent. You know, because like in porno movies, you don't see that. You just see like thunder dicks. But
there has to be some sort of tiny penis fetish porno, I'm sure.
I haven't found it
yet. Asian.
I haven't really looked.
I'm sorry.
Listen to you.
What the
every week.
Fuck?
I'm not editing it either.
I'm sorry.
Tiny penis. In the world.
We've all seen Asian porn. You know I'm not lying.
So horrible to say. Oh, my goodness.
And so the Tandy Newton stuff where she's waking up, or she keeps
drawing
the pictures.
Yeah, they're like making her the Terminator.
Right.
Yes.
They're like, she got a cheat code.
I really like her character.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it just keeps evolving. I love when she made that dude kill her at the beginning.
Right.
You know, she's like, oh, come on, don't be shot.
Yeah.
That was
she was
great.
Making fun of his dick.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Well, that to make him mad, so he'd choke her and.
She'd wake up back there again.
When I like how she made the guy cut her to get to find that bullet in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. So I'm telling you, killer scenes.
I bet you those workers in there are robots. I mean, why would they pay people? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going with that yet.
No?
Nah.
It's just
I'm not
a theory.
On board with that.
It's just
well, here's something to back that up. Maybe that guy was a programmer before, and then he wasn't a good programmer, so they made him fix them. Which is why he can remember how to do things and write code.
Very well could be. Because he said it wasn't his department.
He probably has a tiny prick, too, right? He's Asian, Stephanie.
I'm not saying, like, I don't think Chow Yun-Fat has, like, a small one.
Who's Chow Yun-Fat?
He's a badass, special, you know, Chow Yun-Fat. He's, the tallest Asian.
He does have a big penis. There's a movie that he's in with, God, what's her name? Her last name is March. I'll look it up in Jane March or something like that.
Jane March.
I don't know.
It's called The Lover.
He's pretty hot.
I'm going to look that up right now.
The Lover?
You guys keep talking
about
it.
That's an old movie, right?
Well, from the 90s.
But, like, I would say, like, what's his name? Getty Wantonby? Small. Probably very small.
Getty Lee?
No, Getty Wantonby.
Because he's a Canadian?
Getty Wantonby.
Talking about
Watanabe? Watanabe?
Huh?
Thank you.
Getty Wantonby.
Getty Wantonby. You know, from Gung Ho.
Yes. All right. No, I'm wrong. The Lover is a 92 drama film with Jane March. I was right about that. And some other guy whose name I'm not going to try to say. But it wasn't Chow Yun-Fat.
I hope no one that I know ever listens. I'm still going to get fired.
Why?
Why you work with a lot of Asian
people? I do have one Asian boss, and I just now thought of that. And I've just never thought of his penis at all, so it just has never occurred to me to even think about that.
Did you guys ever see What's Up, Tiger Lily?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
I love What's Up, Tiger Lily.
You know the deal with that stuff?
No.
It's when Woody Allen and his crew bought like a Asian spy flick, like a 60s Asian James Bond flick, and they changed all the audio in it. So it's a serious movie. It's supposed to be a spy flick, but they changed all the audio, and then the whole plot turns out to be like they're trying to find the secret recipe for egg salad instead of the real plot, and it's hysterical.
Is this election over yet, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
You mean erection?
He's our pollster.
No, that's not over.
Come
see
on.
It from here.
It's got to be almost
what
over.
What do we got going?
Nope. 66 to 68, Trump to Clinton right now.
Really?
66 to 68?
Yep.
Like so 68
Trump? Trump, 68
Clinton. Oh, God, how close we are to this giant riot that's going to happen.
There's not going to be a riot.
Wow, it's close.
Nothing's going to happen.
Did you see the thing on SNL last night, the commercial, where they showed the Trump voters and when they're ironings, and it turns out that their Klansmen, she was ironing their sheets and getting ready. I mean, the whole thing was like a big, they were all Klansmen. Every single person, they tried to make it look like they were just normal family people.
Hey, what's going on with Georgia?
Georgia is like, for Trump, 62.8 for Trump.
Hmm.
Yeah, but only 11% of the, I mean, they're still saying it's too close to call this time.
Only 11% reporting?
That's right, yes.
At this time?
Yes. So let's take a break.
Yeah.
15%.
I'm going to have a donut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a cigarette.
Fucking A.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about a bunch of other shit.
All right.
You're going to get your teas blasted during the break?
Oh, you know it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Kind of sets it apart, which I like. White bean chicken chili.
Well, it's wonderful.
Sounds good to me.
In the winter, she'll make it on a Sunday night usually. So hopefully, maybe I'll get her to make a big batch one night.
There's some cornbread. Can I get some cornbread to crumble in there?
Yeah.
Delicious.
I'll bring in a crock pot one night.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I love the fuck out of chili. I love it.
So, what was this contest?
Eclipse, where we're recording this podcast right now, hosts an annual chili cook-off. About 10 people enter.
Uh-huh.
They line them up.
One man leave.
This was on Wednesday. And, you know, you try all the chilies, and then you cast your vote, you know, 1 through 10. And this year, my wife won. She's been entering the same chili for 5 years. And
Nancy Malkin.
We won.
Yeah.
So where are we in the election now? You monitoring that, Joe?
Well, I saw on CNN.
66 to 68 still.
Really?
I just saw 68 to 48. Votes.
I'm looking at 60 to 48, yeah, in the New York Times.
I'm on CNN.
Who's 48?
The Clinton News Network.
Who's 48?
Trump.
Trump.
That's what I got, but that was 41 minutes ago.
No. It's 48 Clinton, 60 on the New York Times.
That's electoral votes. The popular vote, it's 56 Trump, 45.7 Clinton.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
No.
None of that matters. CNN's okay. No. Okay, enough of this shit. So I've been one thing I forgot to talk about was The Strain.
Did you see the ending?
No.
Of The Strain.
I gave up on it.
What did you think, Jeff?
I thought it was weird. I mean, I liked that kid all the way up until he fucking pushed the...
Why would he do that?
Yeah, why'd he fucking blow up New York?
That's not from the book, right?
I don't know. I never read the book. The first book.
Yeah, you got to read all three, man. And they're narrated well. But no, it's ridiculous. It was so fucking stupid. It's not how... And there's only one season left.
So okay.
How are they going to kill
him? But they caught the master and they had him in the box.
Yeah, and then
bomb went off and he got away.
Yeah.
I personally feel like the series should have been a one-seasoner, and they should have told the whole story in a season, like they do with Fargo or anything else. You know what I mean?
It's still good. It's not tied. It hasn't gone under the dome yet.
Well, I feel like it.
Mr. Fett, let's go find Mr. Fett.
We need to get him to come to Dragon Con. I see he's doing cons now. He's doing a con in Florida.
Who, that guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Satrakian.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is. Bradley something.
Oh.
Who did he play? What did he play in Harry Potter?
Mm-hmm. Oh, who did he play?
Yeah.
That janitor guy.
Yeah, the groundskeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Groundskeeper Willie?
No, not groundskeeper. Groundskeeper Willie. God, why can't I think of his name? He was on there all the time. He had a cat.
Yeah, I mean, he was a recurring character.
How
right?
could I not remember that? I'm a fucking Harry Potter fanatic.
I know.
Are you going to get into, what is
Filch?
It?
Filch?
Filch, yeah.
Yeah.
Magical Beasts? What is it?
I said I wasn't going to go see that, but the trailers look really good.
Yeah, so I saw the trailer too.
I just hate Eddie Redmayne. I can't get
Why
over
Why do you like Eddie Redmayne?
I just can't stand him. I don't like his little sausage lips.
Tim loves him because he's a tranny.
What? Shut up.
I don't like
he
his little sausage
lips. Played him in one movie. I don't really know who he is. So.
The Danish girl.
Yeah, but what else?
The Stephen Hawking movie.
Okay.
He won the Academy Award for that, didn't he?
He's a handsome chap. I'm looking at him right now.
Bah! No, he's one chromosome away from Malachi and Children of the Corn.
I'm just seeing right here five hours ago, according to Polygon, a website called Polygon, the world was deprived of Eddie Redmayne as Star Wars Kylo Ren.
Oh.
Would he have been a good Kylo Ren?
I mean, he's a good actor, but...
Not a lot of people like Adam Driver.
I like him as Kylo Ren. I enjoy him.
I've watched Star Wars again since the first time I saw it, and he's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Member?
No. I don't watch it from that point of view. I get what they're doing with the original.
I like it when he pulls out and comes all over C-3PO's arm.
Uh-huh. Gross. What's that from? Girls? Girls. Never saw it. So, okay, The Strain. I'll give it. Well, there's only one season left. I don't hate it. It's just that the ending was kind of cheesy. So,
I mean, I liked the kid up until then, and then all of a sudden he did that. Like, why? Yeah. Just because he killed his mom.
Right.
That's no reason to blow up the entire fucking city.
You're talking about what's-his-face's kid?
Yeah.
I've always hated that kid. I hate him.
He's
horrible.
A little whiny.
Yeah. He's a little sack of shit.
Anyway. A couple other shows I watched. I enjoy People of Earth. I just started watching that on demand.
Yeah,
what is that? Funny.
It's a really good show. Huh?
It's on what TBS.
It? Yeah, it's on TBS.
Yeah.
Anna Gasteyer is in it.
Oh, I've read about it.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's about people who've been... It's a support group for alien abductees, and they're all interesting and funny in their own way.
But there's really aliens, and the aliens are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like reptilians and
the grays. The reptilian guy's a douchebag. What does he say? Let's not make this weird. Yeah. Is that his catchphrase?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's not get weird here.
And you said this is on demand. Like, what channel is it on normally?
TBS.
Oh,
TBS. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Watch the first episode. I think you'll really like
it. It's three episodes deep now. Yeah.
Would you say it's like Wrecked, Jeff? You know I love the hell out of Wrecked.
Yeah.
Which is also a TBS.
Wrecked was funnier.
Okay.
This is quirky funny.
Yeah.
Not laugh out loud funny.
It's okay. Kind of subtle, but it's really well done. So you'll
kind of like Last Man on Earth. Subtle like that.
That's funnier, though. I mean, that's gaggier.
Last Man on
Earth. Yeah.
Which has been very, very funny this season. I've been loving this entire season.
How about Stan versus Evil? Anybody watch that?
I watched it.
Do we need it? Well, I don't get where that even came from. I know it's Dana Gould, right?
Right.
Dana,
yeah. I want to love it because I love Dana Gould.
Right.
I like elements of it.
Yeah.
But it just seems like kind of a ripoff. Is it? I don't want to say that if it's not.
I don't know. I mean,
Ash versus Evil Dead. Yeah. They're witches. They're not demons.
But they are kind of demons, well, too, though, aren't they? I mean, so.
I don't know. Did you watch it, Ira?
No.
Do you watch Ash versus Evil Dead?
I don't.
Yeah, you should, man.
Well, I watched the first, two of the, but I never went back.
I've missed the last episode this week. I haven't watched it, so.
I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it. I mean, I like John C. McGinley.
That's what really sucked me in. And then the blonde-haired girl from You're the Worst. She plays the sister on there. Right. She's funny.
All right. I just want to admit that I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it.
Janet Varney.
I'll give it another chance.
Yeah.
And what's the other guy? The other guy in the ensemble cast you were talking about, Jeff?
Nate Mooney.
Yeah. He was really funny.
He's kind of like a poor man's Bill Paxton.
Yeah, he was very funny.
Because they were demons, son.
Isn't Bill Paxton a poor man's Bill Paxton?
Bill Paxton's great. Come on.
I love Bill Paxton, but
you realize it's snowing in my room, goddammit?
But this is what Nate Mooney's kind of like, a poor man's classic Bill Paxton back when he was...
Game over, Bill Paxton?
Yeah. And
he pukes, you die.
Yeah, Weird Science.
So is anybody watching Black Mirror?
I watched the first episode with Ron Howard's daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Hater, but yeah, I've heard.
Why do you hate her?
I can't stand her. I don't know. Something about her I don't like.
It's just six episodes, and I finished the sixth last night, and I didn't like every single episode, but the ones that were good, I fucking loved.
Did you like that first one?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I liked it.
Where everybody's rating everybody.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. It was a cool concept, but they're keep watching because there's a couple in there that are like, holy shit, there's one. That stars, I'm going to fuck this all up. The guy in Game of Thrones who's the knight, who's like the really cool knight, who's Jaime's right-hand man now.
Oh, yeah, that dude, yeah.
Yeah, and, I'm not even going to go into it, but that one was fucking phenomenal. But, yeah, watch all of them, please. All right.
Steph, you were watching a couple things that we aren't talking about a lot.
Oh, I love this show Insecure on HBO. I don't know if you watched that. It's
I've seen promos for it.
It's so fucking funny. That girl, her name's Issa Rae. She's had a web series for a good while now called Awkward Black Girl, which I never watched it. I would read about it. People would rave about it. I just never watched it. But the show is really funny. It's very smart, and I feel like it gives you an actual real depiction of what regular, normal black people without the stereotypes or anything like that are driven home at all. But she's very funny. And the first episode, she is at a bar. Her friend's been having trouble with guys. And no matter what she does, if she sleeps with them right away or she makes them wait, it doesn't matter. They always end up dumping her. And she tells her, I think your pussy's broken. And she's like, no, fuck you. There's nothing wrong with it or whatever. So one of her things that she does, she's a social worker, or whatever. One of the things she does is she'll just make up raps just for the hell of it, just because she's cool like that. And so she's at a club and with her friend, and her friend's meeting a guy, and they call her up on stage to just freestyle, and she just freestyles the song Broken Pussy. She's like, maybe it's really rough. Maybe it's had enough broken pussy. And then the whole crew, and then her friend's standing there with the guy, and she goes, she's singing about me. And he's like, okay. And he just kind of slings off into the... and then the friend's a lawyer or whatever. In the last episode, the friend, she's a really good lawyer. There's a new girl that started there, and she's very loud and whatnot, this other black girl. And she pulls her to the side. She's like, maybe you could stop not, you don't want to act like that in front of here, in front of these people. And then eventually the white boss asks her to talk to her about it. And she's like, I already did, but, now I feel like it's like the master coming to tell me that I need to get her in line because she's being very extra.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's a good show. It's called Insecure on HBO. So all right. That's a really cool show.
Jeff, you watch anything that we're not watching or we're talking about?
Mm. I don't think so.
Okay, good.
No. And Divorce. I like Divorce too. Divorce is really good.
Is it good?
I watched the first one and didn't like it at all.
Jeff says that, but then Jeff also hasn't been married almost for 20 years, right, like myself, and I see there's like so many.
But with any HBO show, you got to give it at least 3 episodes.
I think it's great. Hayden Church and Sarah Jessica Parker, she's so funny in this, and she's not like a bad person, but she's not a good person at all. Nobody is, really.
Sarah Jessica Parker is a very talented and funny actress.
And she's cheating. She's sleeping with Jermaine.
Grab him by the pussy.
All right, so we're rolling. Are we rolling?
Yeah. Do you want to address things, or you just want to roll into?
No, we just had a technical problem, and Ira is the master, and we're back on top of things now.
Told you, I'm your Negan now.
Yeah.
I'm already kneeling in front of you in my bear suit.
What's that you said? I didn't hear you. What's your name? I'm going to work on it. I'll get a little more confident in my delivery.
I'm Tim.
Well, you know, I didn't hear you say it. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, we're going to talk about it's election night. It's, you know, topsy-turvy. And I'm not talking about the two fat ladies that used to stand in Mansfield. And we gave them.
They tore Mark Brothers down today.
They did. I saw on Facebook there's a restaurant where I used to work, and we all
went
there.
It's the place where we all turned 21 there.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's called Mark's Brothers.
Mark, M-A-R-K, apostrophe S.
Not like the Marx Brothers.
Because it was originally founded by
Scott Bixby.
Three brothers of Mark, so they called it Mark's Brothers.
Ah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was a great place. It was a rite of passage for a lot of people from where we grew up, and they had a fire there, and so they tore it down. Is he going to rebuild it?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Huh.
Was it like just like a bar, pub type situation?
Yeah, it was a family restaurant, but there was also, it was the first place you could buy a legal drink in our town and go to the bar. And you could also sneak in there sometimes if your friends would let you in the bottom when you were 20.
Friends let you sneak in the bottom?
A couple times till I got caught and then I got thrown out because they all knew me and they knew I wasn't 21. But it is election night. Yes, it is. The last time I voted in our hometown of Mansfield, Pennsylvania, was 1992. You know who I voted for then?
Bill.
Bill Clinton.
Me too.
That's right. He's our savior.
That was my first year I was able to vote.
It's because he played saxophone on Arsenio Hall.
He was just cool. He was young. He was in his 40s. He's younger than I am right now.
Fuck. Really?
Yeah. Fucking Ted Cruz is younger than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
You're old, man.
I'm not
saying
soul,
that you're
not old
soul.
And unaccomplished.
No, he's from some vampire planet. I mean, really, he's thousands of years old.
Yeah, he is. He's an interesting fella. He's going to win the nomination next time around. But anyway, that's for another time. So we were talking politics, movies that we like from that era, from that genre. Well, you know, politics, intrigue, comedies, whatever. You know, elections or just politics in general. So I put together just a list of stuff. I thought we'd just talk about them.
Sure.
You guys can run down some of your favorites. I like my favorite one of all time, based on an election, is called Election.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Broderick, Reese Witherspoon.
So dark, so twisted.
Todd Solondz? No, Todd Haynes.
Yeah, very, very dark. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fill me up.
Yeah.
Fill me up.
Jeez.
That guy, that first teacher. Right. The first teacher that's banging Reese Witherspoon is so addicted to her because she's young and he's crying.
Oh, God, what he says about her.
Oh,
oh
God.
I know.
Oh. Cringeworthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that movie is disturbing.
But Tracy Flick was such a bitch.
Yes, she was.
Such a little bitch.
Yeah.
Deserved everything that she got.
Yeah, but she got whatever she wanted.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
And then she was a bigwig in Washington at the end.
Right. And he was he was working at a museum.
At the Natural History Museum. Mm-hmm. And he throws the shake at the car.
Oh, my God. When he gets the bee sting in his eye.
Yeah. He bangs his wife's friend, and then he has to apologize.
I think that's the best acting or the best movie Chris Klein was ever
in. He was great in that.
He was fantastic in that role.
I just want to run for president. So that's a good movie. If you've never seen it. Primary Colors with John Travolta, Emma Thompson, and it's totally based on the Clinton campaign.
Right.
That was
92.
Really good.
It was.
The
it was
Bill,
a setting.
Bill Clinton campaign.
Yeah, the Bill Clinton campaign in 1992.
Not the current Clinton campaign.
Primary Colors was a book written by a guy who called himself Anonymous. It's since been revealed, but I don't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah?
So they made a movie out of it, and, you know, John Travolta plays like the Bill Clinton, and Emma Thompson plays the Hillary role.
Right.
That's not their names, but And then Billy Bob Thornton plays like a James Carville type guy.
Right. And then Kathy Bates, didn't she kill herself?
Kathy Bates is like a Clinton, like somebody who's like a dirt digger and a fixer and stuff. Then I guess she grew a heart and killed herself.
Hmm.
They revealed some candidate was gay. Some Florida candidate was gay and had an affair with a guy that had AIDS.
John Travolta.
No. No. So anyway, that's
on Sex Island. Coming this fall.
It's a very interesting film, Primary Colors, if you've never seen it. Another one I like is Bullworth that came out. I mean, these are all 90s or early 2000s.
I felt like the entire Trump presidential campaign was based on Bullworth. Like, they just watched that movie and said, let's do that.
Bullworth was an interesting film. Where he loses his mind, ends up in the hood, starts rapping, and starts offering up these super socialist things, and then he gets killed.
Tries every way in the world not to get elected.
Right.
And he only gains popularity by being honest.
I think it's a good movie. It was a little misunderstood when it came out, but Warren Beatty directed it. I believe he wrote it, and he also starred in it. And it was just kind of like that generation saying to the Clinton generation, because they had lost hope, you know, toward the end of the 90s, it's like just the companies took over everything.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. You know, he did make that movie, Reds. And then the last one is the one we opened the show with, Bob Roberts, which is one of my favorite political parodies of all time. This is a well-done movie. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I liked it.
He never put a soundtrack out because he doesn't believe any of those things, so he never wanted anybody to play the songs. But they're all on YouTube, and they're fun. Funny songs.
Fun stuff.
Pork bellies. Other than that, and of course, House of Cards. Can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. We could do TV shows. Huh?
JFK, man.
JFK?
That's like my favorite president. Other than, Idiocracy, I think, is
well, see, I was
going to
put Idiocracy, too.
That's the best.
Which isn't necessarily a president movie, but it's
focused around. No, but it is. It's a political statement.
128 Trump, 97 Clinton.
128 Trump, baloney.
That's what it says, CNN.
CNN don't know dick.
97 Clinton?
Oh, he's winning all those inconsequential states, right?
North Dakota, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska.
This is going to be amazing. I put W on the list.
Yeah, W.
I liked that movie.
Why did you like that movie? Was it Brolin that you liked? Because
he's in the original Westworld.
Who?
Brolin.
James Brolin or Josh Brolin?
James Brolin.
Well, Josh Brolin played W.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like it when he was running. Dead. He's jogging and he tripped over a rock and he saw God, he stopped drinking and doing cocaine.
Right.
It really, you know, when it came out, people were saying that it was a hit piece, and I eventually watched it, and it really wasn't a hit piece.
No,
it didn't make him look bad.
No, that's one of the things I liked about it. It just seemed very like this is the story of this guy.
And that's one thing Oliver Stone will do.
Yeah.
When you just expect him to put out a movie that's, you know, going to bash somebody or be biased, like Nixon. He makes a movie like W, which wasn't, but it got caught up in all that.
Of course.
So no one ever really paid attention to it.
Yeah, they
but
just
it was
assumed.
A good movie.
Another one that's not exactly a president movie, but I love is Wag the Dog.
Wag the Dog is a great movie.
Mm-hmm. That's a president movie.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
fictional president. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't remember if they were running for president or if it was Senate. I couldn't remember.
Isn't that Dustin Hoffman
and De Niro.
Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hoffman is the director or the producer or whoever that comes
right.
up with these.
But he was supposed to be based on a real guy, though. He was based on fucking the guy that does the audiobook. You know, come on.
What?
There's a famous, like, audiobook, book, a Kid Stays in the Picture guy.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking
right.
about. Yeah,
he his
Robert,
character.
Yes, Robert. The only way I'm thinking about it is that Patton Oswalt does a whole routine on
right.
him on feeling kind of Patton.
Robert, which I listened to that audiobook like three times.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Dustin Hoffman's character was based on that guy.
Right.
Woody okay. Harrelson is so good in that.
I know he is.
Jeff, Google Kid Stays in the Picture.
Robert Evans.
Robert Evans.
That's it.
Oh, Robert
really
Evans,
good, there's
yeah.
a really good documentary now making fun of that movie, too.
Is there?
Yeah.
That Kid Stays in the Picture documentary is great. You
yeah.
ever see that?
Yeah.
But Patton Oswalt's just like making fun of how great he is because the ESPN hired him.
Yeah.
And he's talking about actresses. He goes, like a pussy soaked in apple juice. ESPN.
You got to watch that. It's the two-part season finale of documentary now this last season.
Uh-huh.
And the whole two-parter is like a parody of The Kid Stays in the Picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I haven't seen it yet.
Damn. I got to check that out.
Robert Evans, isn't he the one? Didn't they used to have him on The Critic? Didn't they have like a cartoon version of Robert
Evans?
They
did have a cartoon version of him, yeah. But it was the guy, oh God, I can't think of his name now, but the Southern actor. He was on the first season of Squidbillies as the sheriff.
Yes.
And he's also in Austin Powers.
Yeah, in Silence of the Lambs. He played the guard that got flayed and
Mind
hung
the
up.
Drawings, please.
Well, then Robert Evans had his own like animated thing with Slash. Do you remember this? Like he lived
Slash?
I'm telling you. It was like
it
on MTV or something like that.
I don't know this labyrinth very well, so let's
climb
back to these movies. Jeff, what are some of yours?
Mars Attacks.
Why?
That's a good movie.
There an election in it?
Yeah, the president. President James Dale.
Oh, that's right.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a bunch of great people in Mars Attacks. Let's see the cast.
It's huge.
Winona Ryder.
Nicholson, Ned Benning, Pierce Brosnan, Danny DeVito, Martin Short, Sarah Jessica Parker, Michael J. Fox.
Oh, all right.
Natalie Portman.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah. It was a good movie, though. They're making a new one or another
one. Pam Grier.
Or something. Yeah.
Fred Williamson.
Bad reboot.
Nah, if it's Mars not, Attacks. If it's Tim Burton doing it.
I think it is Tim Burton doing it.
Huh. All right. All righty.
What else?
Independence Day.
Yes.
Of course.
That's a great movie, Pullman. The president.
Yeah, Bill Pullman being the president.
Did you see the sequel yet?
Saw it.
Was any good?
No.
All right.
God, that was such a flop. I mean, that was...
It was bad.
Get off my plane.
Okay, we got to go see my son.
Air Force One.
Get off my plane.
Oh, yeah, Air Force One. That's my pick.
I thought that was tight when it came out. I was Harrison at his peak.
Yeah. And Idiocracy.
And Idiocracy is tied with Election.
Oh, and you're number one. I should have had that
All
on the list.
All the President's Men.
Oh, that is that. I think that tops everything.
Is it Redford and Hoffman?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Woodstein.
It's a great movie.
The LBJ movie that was out was pretty good, too.
The one with Bryan Cranston?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
I love how they didn't pull punches on him.
Yeah.
He did a great great act.
Mm-hmm.
Back to JFK for a second. That was a good movie.
It's a great movie. I've watched it.
I mean, it's full of shit, but it's a great movie.
Who cares? Because it's entertaining.
I know.
Tommy Lee Jones. Oh, my God. I love him in that movie.
As Clay Shaw.
Everybody that in that movie, everybody was excellent.
Even Kevin Bacon. You don't know what it's like to be fucked in the ass.
He was right, though.
The best was the Seinfeld.
Speak for yourself.
Seinfeld parody.
Oh, get back into the left.
Yeah, the magic loogie.
Yeah. Back into the left. I don't know. I just thought we should talk about some of these films. I mean, there's shit tons of them. The Candidate is a good movie with Robert Redford where he's running and he's not supposed to win and he ends up winning.
What about the Manchurian Candidate? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Raymond Shaw is the... blah, 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 greatest man I've ever met in my life.
I like the remake with Denzel. It was all right.
Don't like it.
I never saw the remake.
Raymond Shaw was played by Ray Donovan in that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't even know his real name.
Liev Schreiber.
What'd you do, Ray?
He's one of my celeb crushes, Liev Schreiber.
You get to say that every episode.
we were drunk the other night at Cabbage Town. We were down
Chomp and Stomp,
yeah. And I started going, "Hey, Caitlin, watch me walk like John Boyd." Yeah,
oh,
so
I
started doing that thing,
shambling. You're just shambling.
Oh yeah. Why don't you come back to my place? Don't really. All right. So what else should we do? Staff picks. Getting tired.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
It's about that time anyway.
Yeah, it is about that time. So my staff pick this week. Two things, real quick. The first thing. Huh?
Dick picks.
I go on YouTube a lot, and I get caught in those another type of vortice. And the other night, I watched three documentaries in a row. And they're old TV shows, like Summer from E!, and they're old documentaries. I watched a documentary about the Munsters TV show.
But that's
really
good.
It was great.
What's it called?
Just called Munsters. I don't know. Behind the Munsters or some shit. I don't remember. Just type
it's
in.
It's just on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's called Hey, Butch Patrick Needs a Few Bucks.
Yeah. And... there's a lot of stuff I didn't know. It's really interesting. I mean, I knew there were two different Marilyns.
Maryland, yeah.
But I didn't know why they had to switch it, so that was good. And then speaking of two different
Dick
actors.
Dick Sargent and Dick York, right?
Those are
two different Marilyns.
Yes. No, speaking of that, though, then I watched one about Bewitched.
Oh, okay.
and how that show came about. And then after that, I watched one about I Dream of Jeannie, because you can see the progression.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm looking for a good one about Dallas. So if our if our true queen number one radio, the queen of the radios, Lisa Krause, happens to know of a good Dallas documentary, and I know she likes the show, so.
I want to find a Hogan's Heroes one.
Hogan's Heroes? Just watch that movie with...
Autofocus.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
You know what time it is?
Disturbing.
Fuck time.
Oh, Willem.
The creepiest moment. Yeah. It's fuck time.
How does he do that? He's like, in so many movies, he's been the creepiest part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, and...
Wild at Heart.
Oh, God. He jumped like a bunny. Yeah, but then he can... Fuck like a bunny.
But then he can play like the nicest guy, like in the Patrick Bateman movie. Patrick Bateman. You know what I'm talking
American
about.
American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho.
Yeah. So and Platoon.
Platoon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little overdramatic when he got shot. So that's what I do. If you like old TV shows, and there was even two pilots for All in the Family that I'd never seen before with different actors and actresses playing the various characters.
Really?
Yeah, and actually... Archie and one swearing, actually saying "God damn," and Edith going, "You say JD all the time." Archie. I don't say that all the time, Edith. So, but the real pick I have this week is called a movie called It Follows. It's a horror movie that came out in 2015. I caught it on Showtime on demand. It's a movie about a sexually transmitted disease that is actually a ghost. So you spread the disease to someone else. Basically what it is you have sex with somebody who and you contract it, and then a being follows you, and they can only walk, so you can drive away from it, and it'll take like a day and a half to get to you, but it'll get to you. And it takes on forms that would frighten you or disturb you, and if it touches you, it'll kill you. So a guy gives it to a girl, and then the girl is trying to get rid of it, and it's just, it's scary because you just see someone following you, and it could be anybody.
How do you get rid of it? You got to bang somebody?
You have to fuck somebody else, and they have to keep fucking. It's like a chain letter.
Huh. I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I liked all the
You haven't picked it before, have you?
No.
But we brought it up one time.
I like all the Michigan stuff. It was very Michigan-esque.
Yeah, it was Detroit, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't
it looked real, too.
Well, no, it was like a brief.
Oh, okay.
I brought it up because a friend of mine had watched it and was recommending it, but that was it.
Yeah. Somebody at work today said they didn't like it because there wasn't any boobies in it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you expect a movie like that where you get a sexually transmitted disease that's a ghost, you're going to see some boobs. He had a valid point.
Yeah, that's how I refused to watch it because of that.
Right.
That's
sounds like something Jeff would say.
That's Tit Follows.
And I said, I said that you see the demon's boobs.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of demon boobs, your pretty face is going to hell with this.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Steph. Go home and watch that.
I can't wait.
Have yourself a glass of tomato juice.
Yeah, have a big glass of tomato juice and watch the very end of your pretty
I'm
face.
I'm going to have some Clamato.
So that's my staff pick.
My staff pick is Netflix Dana Carvey special.
Yeah.
This is an hour-long special. Straight White Male 60, it's called.
Was it good?
I've only watched half of it so far, but it's pretty funny. You know, he does Trump and... the Bushes, of course, and bust out all his impressions. He was on Saturday Night Live this last week. Also.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, Church Lady showed up on Weekend Update.
No way.
I didn't see it.
You got to watch it.
I'm looking forward to the one with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I've heard his stand-up. He's really back to, you know.
He doesn't have any albums or specials out, but people bootleg them and put them on YouTube, which sucks, but also it's good if you want to. You know, listen to him do new stand up.
But I bet his Saturday Night Live is going to be really good because he hasn't done any sketch work really since the show, really.
So I bet you wonder if they'll do any, like.
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe he'll bust out some
Rick James
characters.
Oh, my God. Clayton Bigsby.
Or Prince.
Prince. And then also, what was the. What was the, Tyrone Biggums?
Oh, yeah. I could use some crack right now.
Peanut butter and crack sandwich.
Yeah. Who else?
What? Who else? Who else staff pick?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll go. Mine'll be easy. Two quick podcasts. Ron Howard was on Marin.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Which was interesting. You know, I've heard Ron Howard in interviews. He goes on Stern all the time, actually.
Ron Howard goes on
Howard Stern? Maybe not all the time, but I've heard him on Stern at least twice. He's good. I like Ron Howard.
I know. That's what Howard Show is all about now. It just makes me sad because no Gilbert anymore.
Oh, yeah. Why is it?
He's banned from the show.
Because what happened?
No, he doesn't know.
Oh, Gilbert doesn't know?
Yeah, whenever he would call Gary, Gary'd say, we don't have comedians on anymore, which is bullshit.
Well, yeah.
This is a terrible excuse. But anyway.
Well, I haven't been listening.
That is neither here nor there.
I haven't
there.
Been listening to Stern in years now.
Same here.
Well, anyway. So Ron Howard's always interesting. I mean, what a long career, obviously. He talks about his brother. Talks about, you know, everybody. He's got some real interesting stories. And then on Fresh Air this week with Terry Gross.
Terry Gross.
Was the creators of Westworld. But it's tacked on to the end of another... It's tacked on to the end of another show that has Gary Trudeau on from Doonesbury.
Oh, really?
No, really?
Yeah. And that was interesting, too.
Yeah, sure.
You know. and then, yeah, those guys are at the end. And I guess that, you know, it was interesting to hear about the show and the genesis of it and, you know, the tie-ins to the old movie. But they don't get too deep because, I mean, shit, they're only six episodes in and I guess they don't want to reveal shit.
Right.
But, no, it was still real good to listen to. So check those out.
Cool.
We should mention Heroes and Villains Fan Fest also on November 19th and 20th.
Yeah.
You and I are going to try and go to it, I think, Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out of, well, I got to work, but not lamenting that at all.
It's at Georgia World Congress Center. Tickets are on sale now. And so they got some good guests.
Who's going to be there?
Stephen Amell from Arrow, Jason Momoa.
Oh.
Aquaman.
Really?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah. Really? Momoa, yeah.
Momoa.
He hasn't been back into the shop to get his hair cut in yet.
No.
Neil McDonough.
Hope he stops by.
You call me.
I'll call you. I'll keep him there.
Mitch Pileggi from X-Files.
Save him some ab sweat for you.
Mitch Pileggi.
Yeah.
Rooker's
going to be there.
Michael Rooker.
Greg Henry. You know who that is?
You know I'm not going to that shop. That guy will kick my fucking ass.
And the comic book man are going to be
the
there.
Comic
book three man. Of the four comic book men are going to be there.
Oh.
Well, that does sound like a pretty good haul.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much tickets are. I think it's 25 or 30.
Where can they go find tickets?
HeroesFanFest.com. The tickets gets more and more expensive as it gets closer to the date, it looks like. Right now it's 45 for one day. One-day ticket, but you can get two-day ticket for 70.
That sounds like fun.
Hey, before Steph goes, what's going on with the election?
128-97 still on CNN.
Wow.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Did you refresh?
I thought we'd know by now. I thought that he would have lost by now. Anyway, go ahead, Steph.
It's going to be huge.
By
huge.
Now.
I'm going to win hugely, bigly.
Okay, my staff pick this week. We're already on episode 2. It just aired. It's the fourth and final season of Rectify on Sundance. Yeah. I love this show. I think it's one of the best shows that's ever been on television. It's so deeply character driven, and I mean sometimes there's hardly any dialogue. I mean a lot of things are done with looks and just, you know, you watching the scenes play out. It's very deep. The acting
is
incredible.
Of the show,
premise of the show is Daniel Holden supposedly raped and killed his girlfriend when he was 18 years old and she was 16 years old. He goes to death row. He's on death row for like 19 years, and then DNA evidence gets him out. Well, nobody in this little town of Pauley, Georgia, it's a made-up town. It's not real, but I mean, they fucking nail Georgia. I mean, it's all the characters, I mean, they have good accents. It seems very, very Georgian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of that shit at all. And when he comes back to the town, nobody believes that he didn't kill her.
Yeah.
So he's treated as an outcast. And he's psychologically just completely damaged from, you know, being in solitary confinement for all those years. A lot of times they'll flash back and show you the time, whenever he was doing the time. And it's really the actors that sell the show. Like, they're all just so wonderful. And I don't know, just give it a chance. You can go back and watch the first 3 seasons. They're in Netflix.
And watch for my artwork in the grocery store.
What?
There's some banners or, like,
oh, that's right.
Signs.
You mentioned this.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Inside the grocery store. It's like a fake grocery store. I forget what it's called, but there's like...
From this season?
I don't know. From some seasons.
Oh,
there's a
no
grocery
shit.
Store on there, and there's any of the signs and banners inside the grocery store I did.
Well, the thing about the show is like he can't remember if he killed this girl or not. So you don't know. We still don't know. Even in season 4, did he kill her or not?
Hmm.
But
I thought DNA got him off.
It did, but you have to watch the show to know what the hell's going on. But anyway, the guy, Aiden Young, the one that plays Daniel Holden, the main character, you'll like this. Ass Eyes was supposed to originally have played his character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wrote it for Walton Goggins. And he ended up not being able to do it whenever they...
Ass Eyes.
Yeah, he was originally going to do it on AMC, but then Sundance picked it up. So anyway, give it a chance. To, the other two people, Abigail Spencer, that plays his sister, she's one that always fought for him. She's on that new show, Timeless, mm-hmm. which I haven't watched.
I haven't watched it either.
And then his stepbrother, Clayne Crawford, is on the Lethal Weapon show.
Okay.
That's that dude or whatever, but they're really good on the show, so.
Cool.
Anyway, Rector Vice as well.
Did anybody see Doctor Strange?
No, I wanted to on Saturday, but I didn't go.
Yeah. Did you?
No, I want to. Oh, we were supposed to go see a screening of it, but I couldn't go. All right. Well, thanks for listening this week. If you'd like to hear more of me, well, just go to the WSB radio app, download it. And you can listen to on-demand episodes of the Von Hessler Doctrine and also episodes of the Digital Doctrine, which can be heard live from noon to 3 every Sunday on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it. Hey, guys, we have T-shirts available. Just go to our Facebook page and you'll find the link. That'll take you to T-Blaster. Limited while supplies last.
Buy a T-shirt, and I will personally blast your tea.
That's right. Jeff will personally blast it for you. If you're looking for a haircut or you would like to try out some really groovy hair pomades, beard oils, or shampoos, go to marytoddhairco.com. You can make an appointment on the website. You can browse around, look at the various products that we have that are all made right here in Georgia, and they're locally sourced, as they say.
Mary Todd Hairdressing Co.
Mary Todd Hair Co.
Oh, Hair Co.
Yeah, marytoddhairco.com. And what else?
No, that's it.
What else? Do we have anything to plug?
I want to plug my dog shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you.
Dog shit.
I feel like I got real low. I would like to apologize to everybody for getting real low energy at the end there. I got real low energy. It's because I'm very upset that I'm losing. I'm probably going to lose. I don't know.
You're winning, according to CNN.
Well, it's very close. It's closer than I like.
Closer than you like.
I just want to reach out and grab her by the nizz.
Plug my dog shit.
Yeah, plug your dog shit, Stephanie. Everybody wants to hear about your dog shit.
So, you know, obviously, holidays are coming. You may be thinking about getting a pet for the family or something like that. Please go to furkids.org. We have tons of dogs, all breeds, all ages that we can help you out with. And also, if you're thinking of donating this holiday season, or if your office is trying to be like, oh, let's all get together and do something cool, well, you can give your shit to us. We'll take it. Furkids.org. And that's it.
Awesome. Ira?
No, I got nothing to plug. I'll give a shout out to our friend John Mark Lundell.
Yeah, John Mark Lundell.
Yeah. He's
great. And Jeff Mulcone will be on the episode next week from the remakes and the Breadwinner Cafe in Sandy Springs on Farm to Ladle.
Is he bringing food?
I don't know. I haven't heard if he's going to go the food route, the guitar route.
Why not both?
Yeah, maybe both.
He could do both if he likes.
We'll see what happens.
And then we'll have Eric Von Hessler from the Von Hessler Doctrine on in a couple of weeks. Hey, you know what? It's over. The election season is over. By the time you're hearing this, we will have a new president, and you'll either be happy or
not. Not until January. Yeah.
Well, you'll have a new president-elect, and you'll either be happy or you will be sad. I may be
dead before next
you'll
week.
You'll be sad either way.
No. Let's be positive. We've got to end
if
on a positive note.
Next week, come find me in the shower in my apartment, hung.
Why would you be hung?
Why are you going to officer and a gentleman yourself?
All right.
If Trump becomes president.
Oh, you're not going to do that.
I'm moving to Canada.
It's the United States. You're not moving no place.
Move to Mexico.
Yeah, don't move down
there. Okay, buddy. Go to Canada then, buddy.
Go help build that wall.
I'm not your guy, buddy. I'm not your buddy guy.
136 to 104 now.
Yeah.
Electoral votes.
Hillary's going to... Trump. Well, it doesn't
136
matter.
136 Trump, 104 Clinton.
Netherlands. Holy Let's go to the Netherlands.
All right, let me finish my point.
This election is going to be huge.
This is high energy now, though. Go ahead.
Listen, don't blame me. I voted for Jeb. No, I didn't vote for Jeb. I voted for somebody else.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
Listen, shut up. Everybody, chill the fuck out. The world's not going to end. If you don't like the president that got the president-elect who won, then you have 4 years to help the country get shit together to go the direction you want. And then you can always pray and hopefully, you know, whatever. Just shit works itself out. That's all I have to say. That's, you know, if you have a swollen prostate, it'll come out looking like a noodle.
Hmm.
Okay. Shit works itself out.
That's right. That's shit like works itself out.
If I don't win, I'm contesting this election.
I feel like that's an
X-Lax
commercial.
It will be huge. Don't you fucking worry about it.
Rigged. It's all rigged.
Sham.
I'm going to go home and punch Melania.
She voted for Hillary.
I know. Did you see his face in that gift? All right. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.